السلام عليكم.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال تعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال سبحانه: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Dear brothers in Islam, the greatest blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us, that He has blessed us with the ni'mah of Islam. Ni'mah of Islam, the blessing of Islam, the blessing of deen, is far greater than the blessing of life itself. If a person has life, without the blessing of Iman, his life eventually will be in distress. Because the eternal happiness, the everlasting salvation in Akhirah is associated with Iman. A person who goes to Allah Azza wa Jal with Iman, he will be successful. But a person who goes without Iman, he will be in total loss. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By the time, indeed human being is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who have Iman and those who do the Amal Salih. So the greatest ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal is the ni'mah of Islam. Ni'mah of Iman. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Today, I have perfected for you my religion, your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed upon you my blessing. Ni'mah is the ni'mah of Islam. This is something which we have to understand very clearly. And this is something which we have to explain to our children in a manner that they can absorb. The reason why I am saying this, many a times people present Islam to their children, to the young people, as set of rules, set of regulations. Do this, don't do this. This is halal, this is haram, etc. Nobody likes restrictions. Nobody likes limitations. People like ease. People like comfort. People like, you know, freedom. If you say that because we are Muslims, we don't have freedom, well, that is very difficult to accept. If you say, because we are Muslims, we have these restrictions, we have these limitations, that makes it very difficult for people to absorb. Rather, we should present Islam as a way of easing life. Islam is a way of offering you peaceful life. Life of comfort,
life of prosperity. Let's take it further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah intends ease with you. Allah does not intend difficulty for you. Allah intends ease. Meaning, in every commandment in the Quran and in every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is ease. There is ease. There is peace. There is comfort. There is safety. If you leave the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, then there is difficulty. A person who neglects the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is putting himself under hardship. A person who does not abide by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is making his own life difficult. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. You take any aspect of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is ease. There is ease. One of the basic fundamentals of Islam is tahara, purification, cleanliness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prohibited people from placing their hands in the water after waking up. When a person wakes up, he should not place his hand into the water. Subhanallah. We should wash our hands first before placing our hands into the water. Why? Because people wear sometimes loose clothing when they go to sleep. And you never know what has touched your hand. We never know our hand is clean or not when we wake up. God forbid, if the hand has touched something which is impure, then the water will become impure. لا يغمسن أحدكم يده في الإناء. We should not place our hand. We should not dip our hand into the water when we wake up. Because that water, you're going to drink it later on. Or that water, you're going to make wudu out of it later on. If the water becomes najis, impure, is neither good for wudu nor good for drinking. It is not good for us. It is not good for anybody else. You know, if you're with a family, with friends, that water is needed for everybody. So there is ease. If a person remembers this, well, he's making his life easier. And he's making other people's life also easier. One of the things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do regularly, and especially when waking up, is miswak. As-siwaku matharatun lil-fami wa mardatun lil-rab. Miswak is purifying the mouth. وَمَرْضَاتٌ لِلْرَبْ. And also it brings the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. It purifies the mouth. How many people suffer problems in their teeth? In fact, many of the insurance policies, they do not cover dental plan. You need to have a separate plan if you want to go and see a dentist, or you pay extra money and it can be expensive. Somebody told me a long time ago, Allah knows best, if we take care of our teeth right from the beginning according to Sunnah, then there is nothing to worry, because Allah Azza wa Jal made our teeth strong enough to last our life. Our teeth with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are strong enough to last our life. But how come we have problems with our teeth? People have cavities. People have gum diseases. So many problems. Because, unfortunately, we forget the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do miswak regularly. When waking up, he used to do miswak. Before going to bed, he used to do miswak. Subhanallah. Doctors, they tell you that you brush your teeth twice. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do miswak several times during the day. Several times. لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك عند كل صلاة. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. If I did not have the fear that I would make it difficult for my people, I would have commanded them to make miswak with every salah. Yani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could have obliged us to make miswak when we make wudu and when we pray salah. He did not make it wajib, so it is not wajib as such. But he highly recommended. The sunnah of miswak, take time and think. Is it restriction for us? Or is it ease for us? It is ease for us. It cleans the mouth. It strengthens the gums. People who suffer from bad breath, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, they get rid of that. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah intends ease in every command of Islam, in every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is ease. There is yusr. People do business. Sometimes people do monetary transaction. Borrow money, lend money, business partnership. Small business, big business, whatever it might be. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَاكْتُوبُوهُ. If you borrow money, if you lend money, write it down. فَاكْتُوبُوهُ. Write it down. Subhanallah. This is a command in the Quran. How many people write it down? People say, no, he is my best friend. I trust him. He is my neighbor. I trust him. This is a brother. I see him every day in the masjid. If I am not going to trust him, whom I am going to trust? Right? Well, Allah is saying, Faktubu. Allah is saying that, who knows what is best for us? We or Allah Azza wa Jal? Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is best for us. Allah knows what is best for me and for you and for everybody. And Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded that we write it down. Make a documentation of any business dealing. Have witnesses. If you do not know how to write it down, وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ, let somebody write it for you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. There is no excuse. We cannot say, oh, I am not a good writer. I do not know the legal terminology. I don't know the legal structure. No problem. Find somebody who can write for you. وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. Now, in this command of Allah Azza wa Jal, is there any ease or is there any restriction? This is ease. You write it down, later on there is no dispute. you have it documented, later on there is no misunderstanding. Have witnesses so that they can witness. Then later on nobody can deny, I did this, you did this, I said this, you said this. Well, you have clear writing, you have witnesses, it is documented. How many people told me that I gave this much money to somebody and khalas, I don't see him anymore? It's very unfortunate, very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that although we are Muslims, alhamdulillah, but we are not benefiting from our deen. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are meant to benefit from our deen. We are not benefiting from our deen because we are not putting our deen into practice. Somebody told me recently that somebody borrowed a big amount of money. Big amount of money. Khalas. Inshallah, inshallah, next week, next month, next year. Allah knows next life. When he's going to give. There is no documentation, there is nothing. You cannot do anything. My brothers in Islam, the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is for the benefit of human being. Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings ease in our life. We do not know the deen fully. We only know few things, here, there, that's it. Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comprehensive. The deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, it covers our personal life. It covers our family life. It covers our community life. It covers every aspect of life. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Indeed, deen in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jalla is Islam. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha. This is the nature upon which Allah has created people. Islam is the fitrah upon which Allah Azza wa Jalla has created people. This is basically the programming that we have inbuilt. If we go against the programming that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made for us, our system will not work. The system will not work. The deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, my brothers in Islam, brings ease for individuals, for families. In a family situation, if everybody knows their responsibility and everybody tries to discharge their responsibility, then there is no conflict. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. For them, yani for women, there is right, the way there is responsibility upon them, according to Ma'ruf. Yani, your husband, mashallah, good. You have rights. My wife should do this, my wife should do this, my wife should do this. Okay. You have a big list of rights as a husband. And some of those rights are not rights in Islam. This is our own rights. We have made our own list of desires. We have made our own list of desires that we demand from our wife. And we assume that this is my shari'i right. This is my legal right. You have the right of ta'a. Husbands have the right of ta'a, that the wife should obey. And there are few other rights. Unfortunately, people have big list of rights. Ask them, okay, you have these rights. What about the responsibilities you have towards your wife? When it comes to responsibilities, people do not know the responsibilities. If a person does not know what he is obliged to do, how can he do
If a person does not know his responsibilities, how can he fulfill his responsibilities? Subhanallah. In the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have amazing examples. Amazing examples. It is not only enough for a man to provide food and sustenance for the family. That's not enough. We are required to live with ma'ruf. Mu'asharat bil ma'ruf. In a way that brings peace, comfort, harmony to the family, to the household. That is required. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to sit with his family on a daily basis and listen to them. Now, when a person is getting married, you cannot have in the marriage contract that husband would listen to wife telling stories. Usually you don't have that. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sit with his family and listen to them. And in the books of Sirah, we have stories that the wife used to say and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is listening. This is not restriction. This brings ease. Islam is not restriction as such. Islam is ease. If you learn the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that brings ease to our life. That's why, as Muslims, we need to learn Islam. And we need to learn the detailed ahkam of Islam. A person who is new into Islam, you know, a person who has accepted Islam, okay, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, he's learning basics. That is understandable. But a person who has been Muslim for life, well, he should advance in his knowledge. He should progress. There are ahkam, there are adab, there are sunan of mu'asharat, ahkam of mu'amalat, adab of akhlaq. There is so much to learn. And the more we learn, the more we bring ease to our life. And the more we bring ease to other people's life. In the early days of Islam, masjid used to be very small. People used to have rough clothing. Simple clothing. Sahaba used to work in fields, in farms, in Medina especially. They used to work in farms. On Friday, they used to come direct from their work. So when they came to the masjid, sweating, everybody sweating. So people sweating, masjid is very small, ceiling is very low, clothes are very simple, so you will have a smell. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded the people, when you come to Jum'ah, take shower. When you come to Jumu'ah, take shower. And that's why it is Sunnah that we keep special clothes for Jumu'ah, for Friday. Why? You do not want to cause any harm to anybody. You do not want to disturb anybody. My brothers in Islam, the ni'mah of Islam has to be appreciated. The blessing of Islam has to be appreciated. And the way we appreciate is to learn. And it's to practice. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.